Good morning. It's Thursday, August 28th, and you've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. It's Jack and Jim, and we are alone in the studio, Jim. A little unusual for us.
On our own little island,
uh-huh.
Adrift on the airwaves.
It's a good chance for us to be able to catch up, I guess.
Yeah.
We've got lots to talk about. Let me tell you what's coming up today is a series of recorded interviews that me and myself, I and others put together from the farmer's market.
Last Saturday.
On the 23rd.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So and that's, what sort of overall that. General response did you get from people? Were they talkative?
They were. Everybody was talkative, and we got a pretty wide swath of the populace. I think we got youngsters, oldsters, we got farmers, we got Kathy Colton of the Kathy Colton and the Reluctance, who was the band who played that day. We got
left-handers, yeah. Right-handers.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Ambidextrous.
Probably so, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
yeah, we got a little bit of everybody, and I think I think people will enjoy that. And so I think it's 9 interviews coming up in just a few minutes.
And it runs how long?
About 45 minutes.
Okay.
9 5-minute interviews basically.
Well, one of the things I want to say we're going to do after the interview is we're going to have a giveaway.
Yes.
And it'll be a Blu-ray copy of the film, which Viggo Mortensen is going to introduce tomorrow night at the Panetta Theater, Falling. And we'll talk more about that. And then we'll have a giveaway after the interviews. This is a Blu-ray copy of Falling, a movie that Viggo directed, starred, wrote the script, and wrote the soundtrack to.
Yeah. A Renaissance man, as we say. This is a good one for folks who did not get tickets, because that event is sold out on Friday night, just tomorrow night.
A wonder. It's a benefit for the Panetta Theater and 88.5 KRFY. And again, our appreciation and thanks to Viggo for his generosity.
Mm-hmm.
He will introduce the film, and then he will have a Q&A after.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the event. It should be great fun, and also it's a nice thoughtful movie. It'll be good for us.
And this is the last Thursday morning of August. Do we dare say
it's? I can't believe that it's over. Yeah, and we're coming up on Labor Day weekend, right?
Exactly. Well, no, yeah. Labor. Labor Day is the first.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is Labor Day weekend that we're heading into. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought?
Not I. I did not know. Yeah, I didn't put that together. It's early this year, I guess it is. It's the first Monday in September. It can't get any earlier.
Sharp, Jack, sharp.
I know. I'm a little fuzzy this morning.
Oh, you and me both. Weather.
Yes. Yeah, it's not great weather. We were having some very nice weather before, and now it's really taken a turn. Here's something that my mother sent that's really going to upset you, Jim. Tell Jim, Minneapolis is experiencing a top 10 weather day in the history of the world today. Temps in the 70s, mostly sunny, with just enough breeze to enjoy every single minute. Oh. How about that?
What did I ever do to your mother?
I know.
I mean, have to admit that the temps aren't getting up as high, but they haven't been dropping down.
Yeah.
You know, I love it when overnight lows are in the lower 60s, upper 50s, and we get that nice shift. We haven't gotten it the last couple of days, and it makes me grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not good sleeping weather.
No, not at all.
No. Let's see. Today, here's our local forecast now.
Okay, lay it on me.
Today, high of 80 degrees with a 30% chance of showers. Thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. 30% chance of showers tonight, and then patchy fog tonight. Of course, we do need the moisture, so a little rain wouldn't be too bad. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and patchy fog, and then a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 84. By the way, the low tonight is 56. The low tomorrow night also 56. So
okay, we'll take it.
A little cooler. On Saturday, the high is 89 degrees, and it looks like sunny. The overnight low is 58, and it's mostly clear. Sunday, 91, and mostly sunny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, low of 58, and mostly cloudy.
Stop. Go no farther, please.
I can go one more. Labor Day, high of 92, and mostly sunny. Yeah.
You're hurting me.
I know.
You used one of my more favorite weather words, patchy.
Mm-hmm.
I think of quilters.
Yeah.
You know, I think of, you know, whoever does the weather, you know, that person is doing patchy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of patchy, and my sister is a quilter, the weather from Washington, D.C. area, through the magic of Alexa, I do this every time that she remembers to send me the weather. In D.C. area, get this, 72 now, high of 78, expected cloudy and breezy. So, it sounds like D.C. is along with your mother.
Yeah, they're getting,
I mean,
it's just us out here kind of sweltering. That's unusual.
Yes, it is.
We seem to have the humidity right now, and they're doing okay.
It's the first weekend coming up of majorly college football.
Hey, all right. You excited?
I'm ready.
You be watching the Irish?
Oh, it's going to be hurtful on Sunday night against Miami. But I'm prepared. I bought two new T-shirts that combine two of my loves, Grateful Dead and Notre Dame. And they are, I can show you a picture and I'll hold it up to the mic so people can see it.
How would we combine these things?
Look at that.
Oh, that's very clever.
It's clever. It's the Grateful Dead skull logo, and in the center of the skull is the fighting leprechaun.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's so cool.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be wearing that on Sunday night.
Very nice. And hopefully watching the Irish do pretty well.
Onward to victory.
Yeah.
We also have Ohio State and Texas. That should be a nail biter. Mm-hmm. Number one and number two. And then Clemson and LSU. Just all sorts of grand kickoffs to the football season.
Let's see. Big games. Oh, Jim, I have some news.
Oh, no. What? Notre Dame already won?
No.
Please.
I have, for the first time really in my life since I had some goldfish, I have pets. I have 11 chickens as of Sunday. Yeah. How about that?
Tell me about them. Do they have a fenced in area?
They do. We have a nice little chicken run that one of them has escaped from once. And then we also, there's a coop and they are laying hens. We got 5 eggs yesterday.
Oh, how big were they? I mean, I thought you got little chickies.
No. We adopted full-grown, like, 2-year-old chickens.
And tell me, how has James responded?
He's loving it. He's living the life of a farmer. He talks to them. He talks to them basically like you would talk to a dog or maybe a younger sibling.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is fun to see, you know. Hey, come over here, chicken, as if it's going to, you know, listen.
Oh,
come.
Yeah. I bet you that'd be fascinating to see how he sees the chickens and how he engages with them and how they fit into his world. That's got to be fun.
It is. It's very fun. Yes, it's very fun. He likes to check for the eggs like every 5 minutes. He likes to check and see if there's a new egg.
Come on. Uh-huh. Work for me. Yeah, that's got to be cool as well.
Yes.
You got to keep exciting. Me posted. Okay, before we go into our interviews, one last. We both got a plant.
Yes. Mine is
from Michelle Murphy and the
still alive. How about that?
Okay.
For starters. I'll need to find out, do some research, and I'll ask somebody who would know better if we've gotten any fruit off of that one. How about you?
I think we made a mistake. We planted basil plants, and this was a good summer for basil, and took off like crazy, and I think dwarfed it.
Mm-hmm.
And but we've removed the basil, but I don't know if there's enough growing season left.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we got a couple tomatoes on it. So
that's good.
Yeah.
I think we have some fruit on there on that tomato plant. And we've got this warm, a little bit of wetness and then warm weather coming up. That'll help.
That'll do. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do the interviews at Farmer's Market. Then stay tuned, everyone. Afterwards, we're having a giveaway, a Blu-ray copy of Falling, the film that will be showing tomorrow night at the sold-out event at the Panada Theater. Okay. So do you want to do an intro for this?
Yeah. Well, I'll just mention the first one, we were coming in hot. And so for the first minute, the sound, I think, is a little bit, it clips a little bit at the just for the beginning. And then I figure out the levels when we're about a minute into the interview. So if you don't like the way it sounds at first, give it just a minute and then it should right itself. And then the rest of them are fine.
From last Saturday's Farmer's Market, here are community members reflecting.
Okay, here we go. We're going to try this. We're live now at the Farmer's Market, and we are talking to
Janine Ash.
Thanks for sitting down with us today here at the Farmer's Market. I guess I should say, we're live. We're really, well, you and I are live here at the Farmer's Market, but we'll be playing this back on the morning show later on this week. So
sounds good.
It's a recording. Janine, why'd you come down to the Farmer's Market today?
This is the best place to get your food. It's a happening place. There are a bunch of cool people all around, and it's just a great place to be on a beautiful Saturday morning.
I can't argue with that. Are you, have you ever, well, okay, did you buy anything here today? What'd you come up with?
I did. My big tomatoes haven't completely ripened, so I got some tomatoes. I got some wonderful goat cheese, which I've had before. It's a garlic dill goat cheese, and then some other flavors because you can stick it in the freezer and it'll keep for a long time. I also got some lettuce because my lettuce is all done in my garden, and cucumbers because my cucumbers have not come forth yet. So yeah, got a bunch of stuff.
Have you ever sold anything in the Farmer's Market?
I have never sold anything at the Farmer's Market.
Okay. But you are a gardener?
A little bit of a gardener.
Okay. How was the crop this year in the home garden?
Pretty good. My cucumbers did not come to fruition, but my berries are incredible. I didn't have a single blackberry last year, and this year I have so many blackberries I can't keep up with it. Wonderful blueberries, wonderful raspberries. My big sunflowers just bloomed yesterday, so I'm very excited about that. And I have a lot of cherry tomatoes. So yeah, I'm kind of a new gardener, just maybe in the last 7-8 years, so it's kind of new to me still.
Let's see. How many times have you come to the Farmer's Market this year?
Oh, probably 10 times.
Okay. You're a regular Farmer's Market goer. What are you going to do next? What's the day hold?
Oh, let's see. What does the day hold? Well, just maybe a little plug for myself. I have an art show going into Evans Brothers tonight.
All right.
So I need to go home and sort of finish getting it all packed up and getting my PR material together. So that will be up through October 10th.
Okay. So if people want to put people can now put an art to the voice, at least. They can see your artwork. By the time this airs, it'll be up at Evans Brothers.
Yes.
Drop on by.
Yes, please drop by.
Okay. Well, Janine, you want to describe it a little bit? What kind of art do you do?
I primarily do watercolor and ink now, but I do have some oils and an acrylic that I'm putting up.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme of the show is mostly Sandpoint and the little beyond. I have a painting of the Turvan. I have a painting of Captain Jack. down on his pirate ship, down at City Beach. I also have a lot of local landscapes. So it's going to be mostly Sandpoint stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, this is the place for it. Thanks for dropping by today. Enjoy the rest of the market. Are you heading out, or are you going to do one more lap?
I'm going to do one more lap because I haven't been all the way around. But thank you for giving me the opportunity to sit here. If I could do one more plug, be sure to go visit your library.
Aww.
It's great.
Yeah. They happen to be here on site today.
The bookmobile is here.
We'll see if we can get somebody from the library to come over and talk to us. Okay. Thank you, Janine. Go get a baked good or something.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I'm Jack Peterson. We're here live, well, sort of live, at the Farmer's Market. And, well, you never know who you're going to run into at the Farmer's Market. This time we ran into Camille Neuter. Camille, hi. Welcome to the airwaves of 88.5 KRFY,
hi.
And welcome to the Farmer's Market.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with Farmer's Market questions, and then I'll ask about yourself. What brings you down to the Farmer's Market today?
Well, I'm here with my old cross-country coach, Angie Brass, who's now just a good friend of mine, and always look forward to coming to various parts of Sandpoint to just... I grew up here and love getting to walk around town.
Okay, you grew up here, but you don't live here now. You're
correct.
Visiting.
Yes.
Where are you visiting from?
I'm a little in between things right now. I just graduated from Colorado School of Mines with my undergraduate degree in engineering physics. And this Monday, I'll be moving to London, England for my graduate studies in power systems engineering.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Okay, you're moving to London. This the merry old England.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. And I'm guessing you've been over to visit before.
I have. Yes.
Okay. Are you looking forward to it? What are you most looking forward to about going to London?
Oh wow. I'm
except
really excited.
School. I know you want to go to school and study batteries.
Oh, absolutely.
But besides that, what's
Oh gosh. Well, I'm going to get to first go over there with my family, which is something I'm definitely very excited about, just to have more time with them. Mm-hmm. And then for the idea of living there, just really excited to be in a new place, a bit of a fresh start.
Yeah. Anything in particular about London that, you know, different than moving to L.A. or moving to Cleveland? What about London specifically?
My degree and also just my passions are all kind of centered around renewable energy systems and technology. And so not only this program, but also London as a place has really put a lot of effort into creating a sustainable base in the way their infrastructures work, as well as their public transit systems. So I'm really excited to be a part of that, be surrounded by a lot of different companies and just lifestyles that promote more sustainable living.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. What do you foresee? Do you foresee bringing that knowledge back home when you're done? Or are you gonna? Is this a permanent move to London, or who knows?
Well, there's not really a better place to live.
What would you like to do?
Not really a better place to live than Sandpoint. Love it here. Love that my family is here. So we'll see what job opportunities present themselves. But the goal would be to work in developing renewable energy technology.
Okay, and it's. I don't know. Tell me something I don't know about we don't know about renewable energy or about batteries. What? Knock our socks off here. Tell us something really complex and scientific.
No pressure.
Yeah.
Well, I think that something that is just good to know is that there is constantly new technologies being developed, and that in order to meet like increasing energy needs, we need to continue to have innovation. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of really amazing people doing amazing things, and so finding ways that you can support that like in our daily lives doesn't mean you need to be the person developing it, but finding ways to help kind of in this energy transition is something that I think we all need to have a stake in.
Yeah. You're moving to continue your studies, but are you going to be working, you know, kind of in the lab and working on new technologies as well? You're going to be kind of part of, is that part of your schooling?
It's not strictly a part of my schooling. Mm-hmm. I will have research be a component, but that'll come up a little bit later in my program.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that works, but definitely hope to reach out to different research labs and see what I could maybe get my hands on.
Okay. Well, enjoy the, what do they eat over there? They eat jellied eels, right?
Oh, gosh.
You looking forward to that?
All
the cuisine. Oh, the cuisine of London.
Yeah, oh, yes. We'll have to get some more huckleberry desserts before I leave.
Okay. Yes. That's going to be very exciting. Thanks for dropping by, Camille. You never, it's so interesting, the people you meet and what the graduates of, you went to Sandpoint High, right?
Yes, I did.
What the graduates of Sandpoint High are up to. Yeah, thanks for saying hi.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, we are on the scene here at the Sandpoint Farmers Market on August 23rd. It happens to be Kids Day at the market, and we are joined now by a kid. I hope you don't mind my saying that. What's your name?
Eva Cummins.
Hi, Eva. Thanks for dropping by. What are you doing here at the farmers market today?
I'm helping sell at Sandy's Sunnyside Farm.
Okay. What does Sandy's Sunnyside Farm specialize in?
Well, they have really good Bavarian pretzels that they make homemade at their house, and a bunch of different zucchinis and cucumbers that are really cool.
Uh-huh. What's the biggest zucchini that they have here today?
I do believe they just sold the, I think it's called the Trombolian zucchini or something like that.
The Trombolian zucchini.
It looks like a trombone, so that's why people call it that.
And we're being documented here. Are you, who is Sandy of Sandy Sunnyside Farm? Any relation to you?
Well, we go to church together, and I do a lot with her.
Okay, you got hooked into helping her sell some zucchini here at the market.
Zucchini and all of her baked goods are really good.
Okay, are you regularly here at the market helping her out, or is this?
Today I'm volunteering, but I come here sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, not your first time here at the market. Do you get to, besides selling, do you get to walk around and see what else is going on?
Yeah.
Have you been looking for anything? Do you get to, is there anything you get to buy? Do you go to the baked good, treats or anything?
I usually look at pottery and paintings and stuff like that because I really enjoy doing stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen anything here today that caught your eye? Anything really cool at this
Well, today has been really busy, so I haven't been able to walk around too much, but yeah, I have.
Okay.
For instance, there's two pottery and art places right next to me right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a garden at home?
Yes.
Okay. What do you grow in the, what grows in your garden at your house?
Right now we're building an addition. Mm-hmm. But we have raspberries, blackberries, and the deer always get them, but we have tomatoes, we have a lot of garlic and basil.
Okay.
And we're in our addition, we're going to plant fruit trees.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have like a little orchard.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how are you going to keep the deer out of the fruit trees?
Well, we are going to put deer fencing or these garlic flowers that when the deer eat the flower, it tastes like garlic and it keeps them away.
Okay, I'm going to need to get, when you go off the air, tell me what the name of those flowers are. I need some good deer prevention techniques, and I have not heard of the garlic flowers. That seems like that would work.
Yes.
Okay. So you're doing a bang-up business over at Sandy's Sunnyside Farm this morning. And you've gone and... You were able to come over here and talk to us on the radio. Are you going to take this opportunity to go see anything else? Look at the pottery or anything?
Well, my friend's having a birthday party, so I have to go to that after this.
Okay, you're busy.
Yeah.
Busy day. End of summer. What grade are you in?
I am going to sixth grade.
Okay. Are you going to be, where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
Okay. And you are, so does that mean you don't really have a first day of school?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, we're probably going to start, like, the day after August ends, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty, or the day August ends, yeah. I don't know.
And what month would that be after August? Let's see.
This is my worst month to remember. I believe it's September, though.
Yes, you are correct. It's September. Let's see. One more question is about the birthday party. What are you guys doing for the birthday party?
We're having a giant water gun fight.
Okay. Where's that? In somebody's yard?
Yes.
Okay. Are you prepared for that? You don't look like you're in your bathing suit right
now.
Not
yet.
Okay.
But I will be prepared because I've done this stuff before.
Okay. Well, good luck in the water gun fight. I hope you keep your hair dry. Or not. What do you think the goal is? Is the goal to get wet or to try not getting wet?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you'll have fun either way. Happy birthday to your friend. Eva, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
And then enjoy the next school year when that starts. And we'll have fun with the last little bit of summer here.
Yes.
Cool. Anything else you want to say before we sign off? Perfect. That's Eva Cummins, who is helping out over at Sandy's Sunnyside Farm today at the Farmer's Market. Thank you, Eva. Okay. The lion sleeps tonight here at the Farmer's Market. We are on the scene, and Kathy Colton and the Reluctants are on stage performing a cover of a classic old tune. And I'm sitting here with Michelle Shoreman now. She's the Bookmobile Coordinator from the East Bonner County Library. And the Bookmobile is here on the scene. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for dropping by.
Hi.
Are you here every single week?
Every Saturday, yes.
Every Saturday. Yes. Okay. Well, what kind of summer has it been? It's for the Bookmobile at the Farmer's Market.
Oh, it's been awesome. Every Saturday has been really good, very good support from the community coming by.
If people, there's a few weeks left, so if people have their library card, they can just drop by the Bookmobile and you can get a book right now. I mean, if I have my library card in my pocket, I can come over there and pick something up.
Yes, you can. I even issue library cards there if you have the proper ID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so even if you're a first-time patron, you can go. What do you bring in the Bookmobile to the Farmer's Market? Is it the same thing you bring everywhere, or do you kind of make a different selection for the Farmer's Market?
Pretty much, I have the stock collection, but on Saturdays I do try to have a collection for children because I get a lot of children on there and they like to just hang out and read.
Yeah. So you maybe a few more kids books.
Yes.
And I can totally understand that. Kids coming down to the adults like to walk around the market and see what's going on. Kids like to sit and read a book and wait for mom and dad to be done.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. a few more children's books, but otherwise, is it kind of a variety? Do you go to every section of the library and say, okay, we'll get some books here, some books here, some books here, or what?
Yes, I have a good varied collection of adult fiction, large print adult fiction, junior collection, nonfiction books, movies, the DVDs, spoken words. Let's see, magazines I have. So I have a pretty varied collection.
Okay. And magazines. You're still like today, this month's magazines, or?
Well, I don't have this month's magazines, but I'll have the prior months because this month's have to stay in the library.
I got you. Okay. Where else? Tell us what else you do besides come here to the Farmer's Market. Where else? What else does the Bookmobile get up to during the week?
Well, I go approximately, it could be up to 60 miles north
south, east, and west of our library district. So like on Monday, I'll be going to Dover and Laclede. Tuesday, I go to the Pack River store and Samuels. Wednesday, I'm out at Bay, Kerrywood, Westman, and the Segal Post Office. And then on Thursdays, we do school visits and Hope. Friday is at the Rusty Trunk, and Saturday, the Farmer's Market.
Here you are. Okay. I know those people. Well, it's the Farmer's Market. You see familiar faces, don't you? Compare this year to, I don't know, or this Farmer's Market to, I don't know, other... I don't know if you've been doing this for years and years or if this is your first time, but does it seem like you're getting... Is it a popular stop, the bookmobile? Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that, but it is, because there's just so much going on. The whole community comes out for Farmer's Market, and so you get everybody, parents and children, grandparents, visitors, so you get a mix. It's really very good.
Cool. It's obviously a popular stop. Sometimes the line is out the door. How's the new bookmobile treating you?
It's awesome. It's all-wheel drive, so I can get anywhere. Get in
all
and
right.
out of anywhere, so it's really good.
Okay. Have you thought about really, really testing that out? Take it up some of the... see how far up you can get up into the hills?
Well, I think the furthest I go is Pack River in the winter. Mm-hmm. So when it's icy, I can get out of those areas.
Yeah.
So it's very helpful.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay. Well, anything else we should know about the bookmobile or the library before we sign off here?
Well, I think that people really appreciate the bookmobile and the library, and I hear those comments all the time here at the Farmer's Market. So it's really nice to be able to pass that on to others.
Yeah. You'll be here at the Farmer's Market for the remainder of the season?
Yes, we're here until October 15th when they close the Farmer's Market.
Okay, and people can just, you're here 9 to 1 the whole time?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And people can come by and pick up a book? People, I imagine, can request a book that you could bring down to the market?
Oh, yes. Okay. I have a regular that requests, and I bring his books to him. And also, you can drop off books to go to the library.
Oh, man.
I take them back. Yes. So if you want to return your books.
If I had known that, I'm in trouble with the library right now. I have an overdue book that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get it to you next week.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Michelle, for coming by. The bookmobile coordinator for the East Bonner County Library, Michelle Shorman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. We're here live at the Sandpoint Farmers Market, and a member of Sandpoint City Council has dropped by to say hello. Pam Duquette is here. Pam, hi.
Hello, Jack.
How's your Saturday?
My Saturday is amazing. I'm also here, remember, to support KRFY because I am on the events committee.
That's right. And are you? You are here at a very busy day for the
it's
market.
It's a very busy day,
are
which
you,
is amazing for our vendors.
Are you a regular market goer?
You know, I grow a garden, so I usually have what I need, but I always like to buy the bread. I don't make my own bread anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoy the ambiance, I enjoy the people.
Yeah.
I enjoy being outside on a Saturday morning in our beautiful town.
Yeah. You like coming down.
I do.
Yeah, it is. It's, yeah, what a day they're having today.
I know. I want to spit some watermelon seeds.
Busy and hot. That's right. That's our activity here is the watermelon seeds. But you have a little bit of a public service announcement. So this is going to air on Thursday.
Okay.
Which is the 28th.
Oh, boy.
filing deadline's the 29th, but you got one more day to put it out there. What's coming up? You're looking at possibly some new colleagues coming
perhaps
away. Yeah.
We have 3 council seats that will be up this term, so in November there will be an election. If you are interested at all in helping Sandpoint go through some tough times, I think we could use some help. And so if you're interested in running, you will have, after this airs, one day to declare. I do tell people, if you declare, it doesn't mean you have to continue. If you find it's not going to work for you or you're not comfortable, once you have declared, you can change your mind. But you cannot change your mind after Friday the 29th.
You can't change it the other way.
Yes.
You can't decide you want to do it after the filing deadline. Right. So Friday the 29th, when you hear this, that'll be tomorrow, is the last day, and I think it's 5 o'clock.
Yes.
Sharp. You gotta
sharp.
And that means...
Yes, yeah. So get on the city webpage. If you just get on the city webpage, you can go to elections, I think. I wrote it in the paper. But, it's nice to have people who care about the city take a turn at public service. I never thought I would do it, but,
Yeah. Why don't I have you give out a good way? Suppose somebody hears this and they're interested, but they want to know more about kind of what's the level of commitment? Could they get in touch with you and ask you what's expected?
Sure. I'd be happy to talk to somebody who's looking into it.
Okay.
The commitment was way more than I thought it was going to be, but I have a lot to still learn.
Yeah.
It is not my background. I just care about Sandpoint. I've been here for 45 years, and I care about where we're going and what we need and how I can help. And it's not easy to find a way to speak proper and to help, but I am trying to learn.
So if somebody's interested in becoming a member of Sandpoint City Council, they can file their candidacy and run, and there will be an election in November. KRFY, of course, will be covering the events of that election, and we'll be talking to all the candidates who, or at least we'll be inviting all the candidates who do file to speak on our airwaves.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And I just want to say that it's the top 3 people that have the most votes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you sit on the council now or not.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the most votes, the first 3, will be chosen to be on the council.
Yeah, it's a general, you have to live in city limits, but it's not like the some of the other things where you have to live in a certain zone or something like that.
It's nonpartisan.
And everybody in city limits gets a chance to vote in the election, and there you have it.
And so I would say, please make sure you're registered to vote if you are a city resident, and then pay attention to our choices.
Okay.
And thank you, Jack.
Well, thanks, Pam.
Carry on.
Have a nice day here at the Farmers Market.
I will.
How can you not?
Thanks. Music is amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, we're here at the Farmers Market on the scene, and now we're talking to Olivia Gonzalez, our host for the day. You are the market manager.
Yes.
The official representative of the Farmers Market here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are probably a familiar face to people who come to the Farmers Market. You're always sitting you're sitting close to the stage under the big green tent where it says Farmers Market.
Yes.
Okay, Olivia, your backstory is, how long have you been involved at the Farmers Market?
I was hired kind of right around Christmas time, and I started working in February.
Okay.
We prep ourselves and open applications, and then it's, all the emails and questions about what can be sold, what can't be sold, and policies and procedures. And I kind of stepped in, and with some great guidance from our board and the previous market manager, and just hit the ground running with it.
That's an interesting, what can and can't be sold is sort of an interesting question. And is that one that's been, is that a policy that's always been the same, or have changes been made to that over the years?
I think the ground rules for it have always been there, but you know, as this market has grown and become more popular, the board has gotten pretty selective with what they allow and what they don't allow. And some of it is not necessarily hard and fast rules. There are hard and fast rules, but it's also they look for items that are made with really significant creative input. If they have, if they're made with local materials or ingredients, you know, all the food, every food vendor, all the food is sampled by the board. There's nothing that's sold. That's not, yeah, so that's always a fun day.
Yeah.
All the baked goods, everything, they try it. It's quite an in-depth process.
Uh-huh. That sounds like a fun board to be on,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's tough. They have to make some hard decisions.
Sure.
You know, we'll have anywhere from like 10 to 15 applicants for a juring session, and maybe two will get in.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's I think it's tough to make those decisions, but yeah.
The kind of the inner workings of the market is not something I'm super familiar with, but I guess our time is short, so maybe mm-hmm. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here.
We can
tell us about, I guess, Kids Day here at the market. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Kids Day. Yeah, it's a really exciting day. This year, I think we had around 35 youth applicants sign up, and they also apply and send photos of what they're selling. They're only allowed to sell items that they've made or grown, mm-hmm. And it's free of charge. And then this morning, they all arrived and set up, and they've got their little signs, and all the kids are back there. They're so enthusiastic. It's really fun to just walk around, and they tell you about all the things they have and what they're for, and mm-hmm. there's some great stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun to see.
I haven't actually made it back there yet. We're going to have to. We've been trying to kind of lure the kids over here with our activity.
Oh, yeah.
Which is watermelon seed spitting contest. or challenge.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This year at the market, I guess, now this is your first year as market manager,
yep.
So you maybe you can't speak from personal experience, but from what you gather talking to people, how's this year compare to previous years? Is business good? Is business?
I think business is good. I think that in the beginning of the season, maybe it was a little slow and everyone was kind of worried, like, hey, maybe, you know, people are going to be more conservative with their spending, with everything mm-hmm. that's going on. But once we really got rolling, I mean, we've had tons of patrons, pretty much every market, even the rainy ones, mm-hmm. and really good attendance with our vendors. We've got an amazing group of vendors.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard any major complaints. I think everyone's business is going well.
Yeah.
It's nice to see, like, this community cares a lot about where their food and products and everything comes from. And you see people are so loyal and faithful to their... Uh-huh. To their people.
The market changes as the season goes on.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean, has the corn guy arrived yet?
The corn guy has not arrived. I have very devastating news that he has actually retired.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, we're so sad to see him go.
Oh.
But if anybody else wants to start a corn business. Okay. It has to be grown within 100 miles of Farm and Park. There's a dire need.
Yeah.
I mean, our farmers will fill in with a little bit of it, but we don't have anybody else stepping up with a, you know, full-on corn hustle happening. So.
Interesting.
We need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How much acreage do you need to grow corn?
I have no idea.
I could be a corn farmer.
Yeah,
I do love corn.
A little side hustle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, but my point there, no, regardless of that specific example, as the season goes on, I'm guessing vendors change.
You get
the late season fruits coming in now.
Totally. Yeah. We have some farmers who have mostly kind of spring stuff that come, and then we've had our blueberry farmers here. Lots of berries at the market now. We just had Roniger's Organics come with all their crops, the carrots and everything. They came, I think, about 3 weeks ago, and now they're here till the end. So yeah, it changes in terms of what's in season locally, and that's the fun thing about it is there's our regulars, but we always have different things. You never know what you're going to see.
I don't know. What else is new this year? And what you're the new market manager. Have you brought any changes with you, or just
not yet. Mm-hmm. My wheels are spinning on doing a once a month market through the winter season, mm-hmm. and just trying to keep that going so mm-hmm. people have options to buy produce and goods. And yeah. so we're looking for a location and mm-hmm. seeing how we might be able to sort that out.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. I think this year was more just getting my bearings and then and mm-hmm. then move into new things to come.
Does everybody at the market now take credit card?
I think most people. There might be a few, you know, one or two people who are not, but most people do. Uh-huh.
I seem to remember, you know, coming to the market, and it seemed like the person who sat in your chair, their busiest job was like making change for people to go. And that's no longer really part of your, or that's not the bulk of your business.
Anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not quite such a, I mean, I do still bring change, but
you do. Okay.
It's not quite as much of a need. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Olivia, what else can you tell us? The market goes on through the middle
October. October 18th is Harvest Fest. So we'll have an extended market that day until 2 p.m.
What do the next 2 months look like for the market? Right?
Yeah, I think.
2 months? Yeah.
Yep, 2 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll get a little less crowded with the tourists leaving, but mm-hmm. there's going to be some really bountiful harvests happening, and so it's prime time for locals to stock up.
Yeah. What do you know about the harvest this year? Is this a good year for growers?
Well, I'm not a farmer, but everyone's going on and on about mm-hmm. berries going off. So I would imagine like apples, pears, you know, I think it's a good year, but I'm not the person to ask about that.
Okay. Well,
you can find a farmer.
We'll ask, we have a farmer here now, so we'll ask a farmer.
Yay, there she is.
And find out what kind of year it's been what kind of crop is coming in this year.
Yep.
Olivia, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Doc.
Okay.
It's the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. You can probably tell that we are now no longer at the farmer's market. We are live here in the studio. Jack and Jim are here. I'm Jack. That's Jim. And we're joined by Brendan Kelty.
Good morning.
Brendan Naples, I guess I should say. As we know, it pops up in my phone as Brendan Kelty, and I will forever remember you that way. From the Panetta Theater, where we've got a little giveaway, as promised. Also, there's still... I spoke to Emily Levine and Kathy Colton, and so after Bird Note at 9 a.m., we can air those, and we'll run into the next part of the hour, into the 9 o'clock hour. Right now... Well, we are talking about what's going on at the Panetta Theater. What's coming up here, Brendan?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, this evening we've got Arrival. It's the last of our Out of This World $5 movie series based on space exploration, mm-hmm. extraterrestrials. So we have got Arrival with Jeremy Renner and Amy Adams, and a pretty highly acclaimed film, actually.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's not... a scary one where aliens come in, but these pods arrive mm-hmm. and trying to figure out how to communicate with them. And it deals with language, linguistics, and I found it to be really interesting.
I agree. I think I've seen this one and also give it my full recommendation. And yeah, it's not scary. It's it's interesting.
More thought-provoking, really.
I mean,
it is.
Yeah, I can't think of a sci-fi movie that's come out in like the last 10 years. Is that how old is that movie? About 10 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little less.
Okay, but I think, you know, as far as just one that different and interesting, I can't think of anything better.
It's not like an Aliens or something.
No.
Like the closest I put it is a Close Encounters of a Third Kind.
Yep.
You know, where how do we communicate with them? How do we relate to other life forms? And I think that that's what this one is. Tonight, $5, 7 o'clock, 6:30 doors open at your Panetta Theater.
Hey, hey. Gotcha. Let's see. And then we can now,
Should I do that?
Should we do it right now, you think? Yeah. Well, Brendan, tell us what's coming up tomorrow, as if anybody could.
As if they don't know, right? So our beloved local A-lister international film star Viggo Mortensen is going to put on yet another event at the Panetta, which is a fundraiser for both KRFY Community Radio and the Panetta. And this time he's going to show Falling, his film, which he directed, wrote, and produced. Falling came out in 2020. And after which he'll put on a Q&A generously for us. So anyway, the event sold out, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah.
And if you were one of the people, and even if you were to be able to get a ticket to it, this is a chance to receive a Blu-ray copy of the film Falling. A generous donor bought several copies of Blu-ray discs of the movie, and for a fun giveaway. So we're going to play a song, and once it starts playing, we'll take the first caller at 208-265-2992, and what we'll do is we'll take your phone number, and we will call you back later today and make arrangements for you to pick up this Blu-ray copy of Viggo Mortensen's Falling. And again, the number is 208-265-2992. The moment that you hear a note of this coming song, start dialing.
There you go. Anything else we need to say before we play that one? Oh, there's something going on in the Panetta as well, in the building itself.
Yeah, so as a historic theater, we're always improving or trying to improve the facilities. So you should know that this upcoming week, we're going to be renovating the north wall in the theater, which may affect some of the seating. And we also, due to insurance purposes, we had to put up a little railing up in the balcony. So people should be heads up that there's going to be some slight line of sight, I guess, what did you call it, obstructions? But it's not too bad, but just a heads up there as well.
Okay. Well, that's what's going on. Interesting. Anything else? I'm about to play the song.
208-265-2992. Rolling. And we do have a winner. We had many other winners, but they don't get the Falling. We had a bunch of phone calls, but Mona came through, and we've got her phone number. And what we'll do is we'll be back in touch with her today and make arrangements for picking up a copy of Falling, a film that Viggo Mortensen wrote the script to, he directed, he starred in, and he produced. And he wrote the soundtrack to it as well. And I think one of the things, I won't be able to be there tomorrow night.
No.
But I think one of the questions I hope he gets asked is, what is it like to direct himself? Mm. You know? You have another person who, as you act, it will direct you, like maybe you should move over here a little bit or do this or that. Let's do another take. But what is it like to direct yourself? What are the challenges?
Mm-hmm. An interesting question, Jim. I wonder. People do. I mean, Clint Eastwood famously does it. You know, there are other actor directors, but I would agree. I think that must be challenging. And to be able to kind of.
That'd be just a fun question.
Yeah. A couple notes about that. We have if you are attending, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. No video recorders allowed at the event. Say that again, Brendan.
Or audio.
Yeah.
How about a photograph? When he's up on the stage, can you snap a photograph?
You know what? He'll let us know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know specifically on photographs, but yeah.
I think it's important as community members to recognize we have a responsibility if we are going to have someone as generous and of the caliber of Viggo Mortensen that we have to respect. He's almost like an endangered species. I know, I'm sure that he'd sort of cringe with that, but you know, no audio, no video, we have to go along with what he says. Otherwise he won't be as generous. This is a fundraiser for this radio station in the Panada. I think we need to protect him.
Yeah. And it's a live event. This isn't, he's going to be kind of speaking off the cuff.
What an opportunity. I mean, to be able to ask him a question, not only about falling, but maybe about his career, where he's going, where he's heading, take a retrospective glance, all sorts of ways you can go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And generous is the key word there, because he sits up there and he dives deep into some of these responses on stage.
Very thoughtful,
very
thoughtful person. And we cannot thank him enough for his generosity and what he does for the community as a whole.
Yeah,
indeed.
I'd ask him. I wonder if this is the first. I know this is his directorial debut. Had he ever written a screenplay before? I don't know that one.
Well, another one I'd like to ask is, what's the difference between, let's say, writing a screenplay and a play?
Yeah.
like in terms of. How does he go about it? Where does he go? I mean, what sort of things do you put into a script as opposed to, let's say, a play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 9 o'clock.
What fun.
We got to make room for Bird Note, and then I have a couple more recordings from our visit to the farmer's market last weekend. Here's a question for you, Brendan. Suppose somebody bought tickets to this and they're not feeling too well or something like that, or something came up and they can't make it. It's sold out, of
course.
Good
question. Good question.
Can they drop their tickets off at the Panada Theater or make arrangements to inform you in some way that, that there's going to be, there's room for somebody who doesn't have a ticket yet?
It's a great question. And, so either you can swing by the box office and somebody will inevitably pick those up from you, or give us a call or drop us an email at the Panada. So you can go Panada or office@panada.org, and we can try to accommodate that for you. I would stay away from the whole Facebook marketplace thing. That tends to be kind of scammy.
Totally.
Go old-fashioned style, give us a call, or show up at the box office, and I'm sure you can work it out.
Cool. Well, there you have it. It's 9 o'clock. We got to play Bird Note. Anything else? And then the first couple things you'll hear after that are three more interviews, I guess, with short conversations. One with Emily Levine of Red Wheelbarrow Farms.
And happy end of August and start to September. Happy Labor Day. And hopefully when I get together with you next Thursday, Jack will be celebrating a Notre Dame victory.
Indeed. Yes.
Fingers are crossed.
Yes. Go Irish. Okay. Thanks, Brendan.
Good to see you guys.
Yep. Nice to see
you,
too.
Good to have you here.
Here we go. It's Bird Note on 88.5 KRFY Pondere. Okay. We're on the scene. KRFY is here at the Sandpoint Farmers Market and talking now, finally, at last, to a farmer. Oh. It's time to talk to Emily Levine of Red Wheelbarrow Farms. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
I'm Jack Peterson, and Julie Perchinski is here, too. Hi,
yeah.
Julie.
Hello, Jack.
Hi,
Emily.
Hi. Nice to have you here.
Good to see you guys.
Okay. I was just asking Olivia what kind of year it's been as a farmer.
Yeah.
What kind of year are you having? What kind of crop is this? Is this a good year or a bad year or a regular year, or what kind of year is it as a farmer?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us. Thanks mm-hmm. for being here.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of year is it? Well, one thing that is really interesting in the kind of farming that many of the farmers here do, not all, is that we have a really diverse array of crops on our farms. And so that kind of makes it so that every year is a good year and a bad year for something.
Interesting.
Yeah. And this, I would say, overall has been a beautiful year. Mm-hmm. It's been not too hot. It's been not too cold. It's been not too dry, although it's always kind of dry. But, mm-hmm. like, we've had drier years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having a pretty good year all around. The fruit has been amazing this year. The huckleberries in the mountains, the fruit on the farms. We don't grow a ton of fruit on our farm. But I would just say overall it's been beautiful and productive and pretty lovely.
What's been good? What crops have been good this year?
Let's see. We have had...
Or is it easier to ask what's been bad?
What's been bad?
Yeah.
For me, I feel like it's more to do with, like, my own personal failures. Like, oh, that water timer wasn't set right. And so I don't think there's really been, like, a certain crop that we've had a really bad year. I've had kind of a bad pepper year. But, again, I think it's, like, more to do with a soil situation and not to do with, like, a climate thing. We've had a good year overall, really beautiful broccoli and cabbage. The tomatoes are coming in pretty good. The lettuce has, like, held really well through the summer. We haven't even hit 100 degrees this year. So we haven't had to shade things too much. Obviously, you know, we water a lot, but it's been, like, kind of perfect.
Uh-huh.
I agree. I think the gardening this year has been terrific.
Yeah.
From the beginning, really.
The cucumbers have been stellar. We've never had so many cucumbers. We have a, like, joke on our farm. If there's a tote and you aren't sure what's in it, if you take the lid off, 9 out of 10, it's full of cucumbers.
It's cucumbers.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your sales. Do you just sell at the market, or what else do you do?
Yeah, so... So this is our 18th year at the market, which is kind of crazy.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And we also sell through Winter Ridge some of our things, like a select group, our bagged salad mixes, bunched greens like kale and chard and parsley, and that's about it. This year we opened a farm stand. It's on Selly Road, and it's open every day. It's self-serve, and it's open every day 7 to 7. Mm-hmm. And that has been really fun. It's kind of serving the Selly Valley community and the up north folks, although it's only about 10-minute drive from town, so I do have people who are driving out from further away. So that's, like, a new venture, and it's going to stay open beyond the market season. We have a lot of storage crops to put in there and some greens that we'll be holding in the greenhouse. So
cool.
Yeah.
What's in the farm stand?
Well, it's primarily our produce, but we also carry like eggs from a handful of local growers, honey from a local grower. And then it's kind of designed, it's like by no means a one-stop shop, but we highlight a few other, like, some local soap, some handmade ceramics, a little bit of, like, here and there things, but it's primarily our produce and a little bit of other local produce that, like, if there's something we don't grow, we'll get it from another vendor at the market. It's all hyper-local, though. Nothing is, you know, we're not, like, in it to buy and resell things. It's really there as another outlet for local products.
So a cooperative, really, a neighborhood cooperative?
Yeah, although it's not technically designed that way. I own it, and so I do the buying. It's not designed as a co-op, because a co-op is a pretty specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't there, you know, it's not there to, like, generate a profit from other people. So in that spirit, it's like a cooperative, because I'm just kind of like trying to fill out the store with things that I'm not growing with other local producers. Yeah.
I love a farm stand.
It's pretty cute.
Okay.
You should check it out.
Did you? Yeah. I wanted to know what's in it because I might make a special trip.
Is yeah.
Yeah. Did you put a lot of work into like the structure of it, or was it a pre-existing building, or did you make it specifically for this?
Yeah. So I have some friends, Emily and Eric Bond, and they bought a property on Selly Road. My farm is like at the end of a fairly long dead-end driveway, and it's not the kind of place people would want to visit. So I had some friends who bought a property right on Selly Road, and there's this beautiful old barn, and it's like 70 feet off of Selly Road. And before they even signed the papers, I was like, so what are you going to do with the barn? And they said, I don't know. What are you thinking? And they have been on board 100% the whole way. And they so it's not even close to the whole barn. It's like the tack room that is on the side of the barn.
Right.
But it's inside, and we put in a little heat, you know, mini split so we can heat it and cool it. So so we'll be able to keep it open.
Yeah.
It's out of the weather. We have coolers in there, so you know, things are staying really fresh. And I'm kind of excited to keep it going. I've been told that it's charming.
I bet.
I'm sure it is.
It sounds lovely. It's not the whole barn yet. We'll
you
see.
You're quite right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so we asked about, I guess, what kind of year it's been from a farming perspective. It's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, and how about from a selling perspective, or what kind of year has it been here at the market?
It's been lovely. I will say, actually, this has been the first year in a decade where it feels a tiny bit slower, which actually I have to say is a not from a business perspective, but from a personal perspective, is a little bit of a relief.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much slower, but our Wednesday market slowed down a little bit, which is fine. It's all, you know, it might, but it's been lovely. It's, you know, our market is just so beautiful, and the people are so great, and the vendors are so genuine, and you know, the customers are usually pretty happy here, so it's a pretty lovely place to spend 7% of my life.
And it is the center of the community. It really is. The whole town is here on Saturdays.
Yeah, it sure feels like it.
Yeah, it is incredible, actually, that it's every single week. It's this.
Even last week, it was pouring rain, and I was having a blast. Yeah. I mean, it was lovely. There's people showing up, and you know, everybody's wet and just having a good time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Let's see. Any other? Julie, do you have any technical questions? Ask her something about like nitrogen or something like that. I don't know.
Are you still liquid fertilizing? I assume you are, all of your vegetables.
You mean, well, we try to sort of feed the soil first. I do a little bit of additional like fish emulsion and kelp, but only for the really heavy feeders. I mostly, I did a couple years of really extensive soil testing and balancing the micronutrients in the soil for like 4 or 5 years, really intensive on that. And now I'm kind of back to mostly like compost and some organic amendments to just keep everything happy is mostly where we're at. And then planting cover crops for the fall to keep our soil covered. We've been no-till for 10 years now, and so that's been a really fun experiment. Oh, one thing it's been a bad year for is gophers.
Oh. Ooh.
Like, I've never had bad. I mean, I always have. They're there.
Yeah.
But I'm not really losing much. It's kind of like I go like, well, that's my gift to the underground world. And I let it go. But we are not letting it go this year. It's a daily check the trap situation.
Wow.
They are
ferocious.
Wow.
Interesting. Uh-huh. What do you do about that? I mean, you
we
put
trap
up traps.
Them. Okay. Yep. And my kids other, love trapping.
Okay.
And yeah.
And then what?
And then we want to know the whole life cycle.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
a life cycle. Then we feed the dead gophers uh-huh. to the maggots.
Okay.
And then we feed the maggots to the meat birds.
Uh huh.
Who then we will harvest for for meat in the fall.
Well, okay. Man, oh man.
You didn't think you'd get maggots out of me.
No.
My partner is going to be so proud. He loves to talk about them, and I'm always like, shut up about the maggots.
That is, wow. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Now, you don't have a kid at the kids market today, do you?
No. They're just
running around.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cool thing too.
Yeah, one day they'll be at the kids'
market. Sure they will.
Mm-hmm. Although they might just be at my booth selling.
Yeah. Yeah,
stuff.
When does that happen, or has it already? Are they part of the team, the staff?
Well, a little bit. Yeah, Avi, yeah. my oldest is 6 and he's a super good helper. He has his own garden. But it has popcorn and husk cherries and giant pumpkins. The giant pumpkins are so fun. Uh-huh. I don't know if you've ever done that. They're
That's
like
cool.
humongous. And they grow every day. Like every day you come out and go like, oh my God.
Uh-huh.
So that's been really, really, really fun.
Do you put it in gosh, okay. I don't want to take up all your time here, but were you at the fair? Did you go to the fair?
They went.
Okay.
I was unable. I work.
Did he
mostly.
Submit one of his giant pumpkins?
We talked about it, but we weren't quite ready to cut it.
Yeah.
It was like a little too early. You know, okay, it's like there's 4 giant pumpkins.
We have
it's still growing.
We have we have 2 pumpkins this year, and we didn't know what they were. It was a mystery plant.
Yes.
Let's see what this is.
Yes.
Turns out they're pumpkins.
Yes.
So we have 2 pumpkins.
That's
exciting. For Halloween, but they're not. They're normal pumpkins.
Normal pumpkins, which is also exciting and
it
can
is.
Get quite
oh,
big.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Emily, anything else we need to know about Red Wheelbarrow Farm? No. About summertime here? How's your life?
Life's blessed.
Good.
It's great.
That's good to hear.
I'm living the dream.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the business is Red Wheelbarrow Farm. You've been here at the Farmers Market for 18 years and a pillar of the Farmers Market community, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for dropping by and saying hello.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Me.
Did I say
me and my invisible other self?
The team.
Yeah, the team.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Julie.
All right, Jack. Okay.
KRFY is on the scene at the Farmers Market. I'm Jack Peterson, and it wouldn't be the Farmers Market if you didn't talk to somebody from the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, which is always stationed over on the corner of is that 4th and 4th and Oak, is that right? Yeah, another fixture of the market on 4th and Oak. You guys are there. How long have you been? How long has the Human Rights Task Force been coming to the market?
We started in 2020 when COVID happened, and we were in the parking lot.
Okay, that was the first stop, and then you got a sweet placement over there on Oak and 4th.
Exactly.
Catch a lot of people, I think, who are walking in. So you've been, were you involved in those days in 2020? You've been coming here for 5 years?
Yeah, I just volunteer. That's my job these days. So.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not sure I mentioned your name. We're talking now to Ann Giant Valley. Do you have an official title or anything with the Human Rights Task Force?
Nope, I'm just a volunteer.
Volunteer. Mm-hmm. With the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, and you guys are here every single week.
We do come every week. We're here pretty much 9 to 1 o'clock. And, we don't come on Wednesdays, but always on Saturdays.
And you come and you bring your table and you bring some literature and just people come up and ask you questions, or do you kind of...
Mostly, people come and ask us questions, but a lot of what we do is we kind of just ask people if they're locals or, you know, just pull them in somehow, like, oh, beautiful bouquet,
and then
chat with them and share with them about the Human Rights Task Force, because we've been around for 33 years,
mm-hmm.
So, and just we want to make sure that we... you know, let them know what Bonner County Human Rights Task Force does. And then membership is really important for us, because the more members we have, the better chances we have of getting grants.
Yeah.
And then that helps us with funding all the different activities that we fund. So.
Yeah. Time is short here, but can you give us the kind of the two-sentence pitch, the summary of what the BCHRTF does here in town?
So we are here to support human rights for all people. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that people need, if they need something from us, that we can support them. And then we also want to be able to support different organizations locally.
Mm-hmm. Your experience at the farmers market, how has it been? How's it been this year?
This year has been pretty mellow.
Yeah.
Other years I've had people that are coming up to me and telling me they don't like what we do, whereas this year it's been pretty mellow, with the exception of Pride Week. And Pride Week was the Pride Weekend festival that we had a Christian group that was yelling at us, and we had one of our best weeks, the best amount of money we made that week, so that was pretty good. But other than that, things have been really good. We've had a lot of memberships, probably about 85 memberships this summer so far, which is great.
Yeah.
And just letting people know what we do and passing out literature.
So is it, that number, 85 new members from the farmers market, how's that compare to years past?
My goal is every year to get 100 new members in the summer.
Okay.
And I pretty much have met that each year.
Okay. And it looks like here, yeah, things look good for this year too.
It does.
I would think. It's mellower this year. That's interesting to me that it's that this year you find it's other than the Pride Week.
Yeah, it is interesting because, you know, a lot of people think of us as a political group, and we are not political at all. We avoid that. If somebody wants to talk politics, we step away from the table and just let them know that that is not part of our message at all.
Yeah. How about, I don't know, is the number, besides the membership numbers, which are good, 85 new ones this year, I guess the kind of, do you find you're talking to more people than before? Are more people coming up and asking about the Human Rights Task Force this year?
I would say that it's probably about the same as other years. And we also have just a lot of people coming that we know come and visit with us, because the different people that are there.
Yeah. How'd you end up moving from the parking lot over to your permanent perch there?
Well, after the COVID year, after 2020, when the market moved back over to Farm and Park, then that's where we decided to set up, because we want to set up and make sure that we still leave enough room for ADA. That's a really important to have I think it's 48 inches, and so we just kind of tuck in there, and nobody ever really seems to take our spot, which is really nice, because it's like, okay, good, it's not permanent, and we're not part of the market, we're just on the periphery.
Yeah, you just know that it's, you know that it's here, and there you go. What else is going on for the Human Rights Task Force? Any events coming up, or what else you guys up to?
Something that will be coming up soon. Well, we had Heath Druzin from NPR in Boise come and speak to us about Christian nationalism. It was an opportunity that we had to kind of learn about that. And then 100,000 Poets is coming up, which we will be supporting. That's usually at the Presbyterian Church, but I'm not sure if that's where it is going to be this year. That's a September event.
Okay. 100,000 Poets for Change.
Yes.
In September. I don't know, Anne. Anything else any other interesting stories from the farmers market? How's your experience been overall? Things have been good.
I love doing this. It's an opportunity to volunteer, number one, but also to share with people about human rights and also what's kind of going on in our broader world, too.
Yeah.
So it's most enjoyable. I like it. I enjoy the people, and I don't mind the challenge when anybody comes in and challenges. I usually don't engage with people who are negative. I just explain our situation. So.
Yeah. Interesting. The situation on Pride Weekend. Not to dwell on that, but that just a group came by and
yelled and then went away? Or
they were there the entire time. Yeah. I was ready with my camera if they brought the megaphone out, because they can't have the megaphone, but they did not. Mm-hmm. And we just try not to engage. And we had our best weekend financially. So yeah, that's great. And a lot of new members that weekend too.
Sure. Interesting. Well, Ann, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
Say hi to the folks over at the Human Rights Task Force table for KRFY. And is there anything else you need to get out over the airwaves while you're here?
We would just love more people to join our membership and to learn about us. And we can also be found on BonnerCountyHumanRightsTaskForce.org. You
okay.
can find us. So.
Bonner County Human Rights Task Force.org is the website. And that's Ann Giant Valley, volunteer with the organization. Thanks for saying hello.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Bye now.
The Farmers Market has come to a close, but we're here now with Kathy Colton and
The Reluctance.
And The Reluctance, okay. Who you provided the music. And so our listeners at when we play this again on or when we play it on Thursday morning, you'll have provided the soundtrack to the rest of the show.
Oh, sweet. Very nice.
We were overhearing all the music you'll be playing in the background during all the conversations.
Awesome.
Kathy Colton and The Reluctance, I believe, played a fundraiser for 88.5 KRFY in 2012, when the station had been on the air for probably less than a year.
Yes.
Had just been getting started, and you played a fundraiser at DeLuna's.
Yes, we did.
I guess, let me ask you, are you, at the time, looking back, what was your picture of the station then? Are you surprised to find us still on the air?
Not at all. I think you guys have done an excellent job.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
nice to hear.
And I also shared the stage that night with Beth Peterson.
Oh, yes.
A local musician from up here.
Okay.
Sandpoint.
Yeah. We know Beth very well. So you remember the evening even?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You play pretty often here at the farmers market.
I try to get at least mm-hmm. two markets up here. This is our favorite mm-hmm. market. Mm-hmm. We've played a lot of markets over the years. Mm-hmm. Coeur d'Alene has gotten really big, and this is just such a beautiful venue,
mm-hmm.
and there's always such great energy up in Sandpoint, so mm-hmm. we really enjoy it.
Where's headquarters for Kathy Colton and The Reluctance?
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not too far.
No.
Okay.
Just a little ways down the road. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What have you been... people can hear you, actually, on the air pretty regularly here on KRFY. You're in our local mix, and then you're also
sweet.
In the, I think one or two songs are just in the general popular music mix. Is this a new one?
This is our new CD, so we want to make sure you have it. It's called Decades.
She's handing me a CD here, and this is...
I don't know if it would behoove you to have the...
the digital copy?
Well, which would be, you know...
I can take either one of these. I don't need both. But if you give me both, I will give them away on the air.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Okay, there
That'd
we go.
That'd be perfect.
Okay,
we like that sort of thing.
Well, there you go. So that's what I'll do. We'll put this in our library, and then I'll take the physical copy, and we'll give it away.
Excellent.
Okay, you play one or two a year here. How about
other
let's
performances?
See. Yeah, other performances. What else is coming up for Kathy Colton and
The
Reluctance?
Well, the next, we do a lot of things. We do a lot of private gigs, mm-hmm. but we also do singing in retirement facilities, which is really a wonderful thing.
Okay.
As, you know, our parents
were. Rewarding, I would think.
Very
yeah.
rewarding and yeah. very good for the people
yeah.
that we're singing for. And another thing that we do is we do Art on the Green. We used to sing at Art Fair up here.
Uh-huh.
And back when Arlo's stage was up and running, we'd played yeah. a lot of Arlo stage gigs and
uh-huh.
DeLuna's a few times. We actually got to play at the Panada in years past. So those are things that we've gone through over the years. Also, Another favorite place that we play is Hot Springs, Montana, the old Symes Hotel, which a lot of people know about that little spot.
Yeah.
And we have a great following over there. We've also played in Spokane, and we go down to Moscow and do some jamming down there. But and Art on the Green. Let's see, Post Falls Festival, we do that. Anyway, those are the kind of venues that we do.
Let's see here. All right, let me look at our... we don't have a track list on here. So
no, it's on
see.
The it's on the inside.
Okay,
it,
tell me, what is this? What do I have here? Is this covers? Is this new
material? It is
material?
Covers. That's why we Go call ahead. It the Decades. Okay. It's got Van Morrison.
I heard your set list today
Bob
was...
Bob Dylan, yes. Yeah, all the great music from the 60s and 70s and...
Do you have a medley of My Girl into You Can't Always Get What You Want?
Yes, we do have that medley.
That was excellent. That's so good.
And we also the other one we do together, the mashup is Who'll Stop the Rain and what's the other? What's the title? Carla, what's the title? Have you ever heard the rain and can
Have you ever seen the rain?
And Who'll Stop the Rain?
Okay,
yeah.
two Creedence tunes.
Yes, and we mix them up together. Carla sings one song, Interwoven, and so it's kind of fun.
Okay. How long have the Reluctants been together?
Denise and I have been playing together for about 25, 26 years, and Carla joined about 20 years ago.
Okay.
So we've been playing music a long time together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else can I ask you? I asked a little bit about upcoming dates. Anything in particular you want to? Anything you want to let the people know you're gonna
be doing?
Be doing coming up.
Well, Symes is probably the next big thing over in Hot Springs.
You do that. I would do that in the winter if I were you. When do you do it?
We do it in the spring and in the fall.
Okay, that's
usually
fine.
Late September
Just not. I wouldn't do it in August though.
No. We did play Blues Fest this year over there. Whew. The Friday night of Blues Fest.
Cool.
Which was July 24th or something. It was really. It was hot.
Yeah.
It was an evening gig though, so it was very nice.
Yeah.
Well attended. They love us over there.
Let me see. Okay, one last request is, can I get you to say, hi, this is Kathy Colton, and you're listening to 88.5 KRFY.
Oh my God. Carla,
come here. Something like that? Do I need to write? I can write it down if you want.
Carla will be able to remember. I'm so tired, I can't. Okay.
You can say KRFY, you can say Panhandle Community Radio, you can say 88.5, or,
okay, we're Kathy Colton and the Reluctants. And you are listening to
KRFY.
Excellent. Perfect.
Thank you for doing this interview with us. It's great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hit the stop button unless there's anything else we forgot to ask or say.
Love it when the kids come out and dance for us.
Oh, that was fun. It was fun that you guys were here for Kids Day. That was very good. Yeah,
awesome.
Okay, thank you, Kathy.